Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Election Commission today published the draft voter list for Uttar Pradesh. Out of 15 crore 44 lakh voters, the names of over 12 crore 55 lakh have been retained in the draft electoral roll after the Special Intensive Revision or SIR drive. The number of deceased voters is over 46 lakh. Addressing a press conference in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer Navdeep Rinwa said, the voters should check their details by entering their EPIC number on the Commission's website.
We have published the draft electoral roll. The main findings show that there were 15,44,30,092 registered voters. Of these, the number of voters whose enumeration forms were received indicating they are still alive was 12,55,56,250.
Mr. Navdeep urged voters that if their names are missing in the draft voter list, then they can fill form number 6. He said on 6th of March this year, the commission will release the final voter list under SIR. The Election Commission has directed the Director General of Police or DGP of West Bengal, Rajiv Kumar, to submit a detailed action taken report by 5 p.m. today regarding the alleged attack on poll observer C. Murugan on the 30th of last month. The incident took place when Mr. Murugan, serving as the electoral roll observer for South Chobisho Parganas district, was on a field visit to oversee the special intensive revision of electoral rolls. During the visit, his vehicle was damaged and he faced protest and obstruction at Magrahat. The Madurai Division Bench of the Madras High Court today upheld a single judge's order allowing lighting of a ceremonial lamp atop a stone pillar on the Thiruparankundaram Hill Shrine in Tamil Nadu on the occasion of Deepathoon. The bench delivered the judgment, making it clear that the spot pillar belongs to Lord Subramanya Swami Temple. The bench said the lamp may be lit and the number of persons permitted can be fixed, subject to consultation with the Archaeological Survey of India. BJP has welcomed the decision of the Madras High Court. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Union Minister and Senior Party Leader Piyush Goyal said, it is extremely unfortunate that the state government appealed against the single judge's order permitting the lighting of the lamp. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today inaugurated the CSR conclave titled Role of Corporate Social Responsibility in Nutrition Security and Malnutrition Mitigation in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Goyal said malnutrition can be eliminated by ensuring proper nutrition during pregnancy. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today released 55 rare and valuable literary works representing country's 5 classical languages. These are Tamil, Telugu, Malayalam, Kannada and Odia. The books have been published by the Central Institute of Indian Languages. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Pradhan said India's languages connect and unite the nation's society. In Bangladesh, atrocities against minorities continue as a 40-year-old Hindu man, owner of a grocery shop, was murdered in Narsinghdi city by unidentified attackers. The murder of the grocery trader Moni Chakrabarty has increased fear and anger across Bangladesh. Ukraine's allies are meeting in Paris today for key talks that could help determine the country's security after a potential ceasefire with Russia. However, prospects for progress are uncertain, with the Trump administration's focus shifting to Venezuela. The meeting will be attended by 35 participants, including 27 heads of state and government. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued an orange alert for very dense fog conditions in Madhya Pradesh and Bihar today. According to Indian Railways, more than 70 Delhi-bound trains are running late due to low visibility. And on to sports, India's ace shuttlers Lakshya Sen and Ayush Shetty have progressed to the men's singles second round of Malaysia Open Super 750 badminton tournament in Kuala Lumpur. Lakshya Sen made a fine start to the new season, advancing to the second round with tough win over Jia Heng Jason Thay of Singapore. And that is the end of this news bulletin.